If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.
Talking about Schwarzenegger podcast.
Ay, ay.
A podcast.
It's a Schwarzenegger.
Oh no,
podcast.
I hope that would go on longer.
Sorry,
do more?
No, it's exhausting.
Yeah. No, no.
Yeah. Okay, we got it's like 58 minutes and 30 seconds until this episode's over. Let's just do a little bit more. Yeah.
And that's cool. And that's how you know it's two chunks. And also
that's how you know.
And that's how you know I'm Jordan.
I'm Doge. Pop music, of course. That's today's punchline.
What's Snap and Crackle's favorite kind of beats?
Very good.
Oh, that's good.
Thank you. What
Pop
was on
music,
a bubbles?
Of course.
What was on a bubbles? Spotify Wrapped.
That's also very good.
That's so good.
That's Jordan. Also very good. What's a dad's favorite kind of music on Father's Day?
That's a lot.
I mean, I get it.
Pop music. Of course.
Pop music.
I get it.
Of course.
I get it.
That's great. I'm Carter, and as some dads are known to do, we had a bit of a pivot.
Yeah,
that's true.
Well, I think it's good for us to start off and say we had mentioned a movie called Hard Boiled that later in the second half of this podcast we would talk. But the reason it's a Schwarzenegger podcast is because A, Hard Boiled hardly exists, which is a weird thing for movies these days.
Yeah.
It's like hard to find it. And everywhere that I went, it said coming soon. So the world is ready for it, just like we were, but there's no access to it. So what better thing to do than give you more Schwarzenegger on Father's Day? So we'll have The Running Man, which we've talked about before at the second half of the podcast. But I thought I'd say that. Also for Father's Day.
Yeah, thanks for letting us know.
I planned a little something. I know that normally on Father's Day, I'm not doing much but a phone call, you know? And it's probably because I'm in my mid-30s. We're bordering on the late 30s. When do you think late 30s starts? 38?
30. I was going to say 37.
Oh.
I'd probably say 37.
That's too bad.
Does that hurt? 38. It's 38.
It's 39.
You.
I think 39.
Okay, great. Probably. Yeah, because I'll be turning 37 this year.
You're in your early 30s up until about 39. Yeah, you're in your mid 30s from 39 to 39 and a half. And then 39 and a half to 40 is your late
30s. So here I am.
I think 43 is a new late 30 because you're late for your 30s.
Yes.
When you're 43, you're in your late 30s because you missed your 30s. For your
sorry, guys.
Oh,
I said
my 30s are over.
Set it for PM.
No, my 30s are over.
No. Where'd my 30s go?
My 30s.
There's no more 30s.
I'm trying to be a little bit more thoughtful this year for Father's Day. So I've planned some time out on the links for you guys, for the three of us, to spend some time together. I'll drive the cart. Because that's literally like, I think that's part of my heritage is Carter.
That's so fun.
When around the time it was popular to look up, what's your name mean? Mine was just like, he pushing so good. He's such a pushing. God, he pushing, man.
I'm dozing. I don't know what that means.
Dozier. Yeah.
I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what
I'm so surprised
is.
You don't know what
it
your
means
last
that
name
you
is.
Met friends in college who met you and said, that guy's not a Justin.
That's true. That's probably true.
That guy's not a Justin.
What is wonding? You're wonding.
I'm not that's sure what your that heritage that's is. How it works.
Oops. Yeah, it is. You're wonding. What does
I trust
that mean?
Him. I don't think that's how it works.
Yeah, thanks for playing the fun game with me.
Oh, is that good what
yes.
it was?
Yeah, good yes and. I like that you were like, yes and, that's for babies. Sorry. I want to say, nuh-uh.
Try it again. Take it from the top.
What's wonding even?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
That was
that's
good.
Funny too. We okay. do it like that too.
Yeah. Do we want a third take or do we think one of those two will probably get it done?
I think we got it clean, okay. honestly. I think we got it.
Right. I'll drive the cart and I want you guys to play some Jolf. We'll play as many holes as we need to. It's been a little bit since we've played Jolf. And if you're hearing that smooth, buttery pronunciation, like I thought it was called golf. No. This is Jolf. Because it's JJJ. JJJ.
Uh-huh.
OLF. Because of John, Justin, and Jordan. Wow, that's just so weird coming out of the mouth, isn't it?
His name is my name too.
His name?
Whenever I go out, the people always
shout.
There goes John, Justin Jordan.
Playing Jolf. Ja-ja-ja-ja-ja-ja-ja. Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Jolf is a game that we use good old Flickster over on Rotten Tomatoes. I give them movies that I assume they would not know either the critic or audience score for. And these boys, while one of them puts themselves on mute so that they can't hear the other one hitting the links, will try and guess as close as possible to that exact score. They have 22 strokes. It's two chunks. I think that's what we came up with. Over this course that they are allotted, once they meet that 22 and go over, then they are out of the game. So we're trying to see how many holes that they can get. I don't know if we've ever had a hole in one. Maybe we have. It's been so long since we've jolfed.
Ooh.
And this podcast has been around for a long time, so much of it mixes together like a good old shepherd's pie. Good old shepherd's pie.
Yeah.
Let's play some Jolf. We're going to start with a movie that is out right now. First, I'll ask though, do you guys want to use the critic score or the audience score?
Critic, always. Never leave it up to the people. Take the power away
critics
from
them. Critics aren't
people. Critics aren't people.
No, they're not.
Have y'all stop. Happened to see the critic score for How to Train Your Dragon live action, boy?
No.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. Who would like to go first on this Father's Day Jolf?
I'll take a crack at it. I'll take a crack at it.
All right, Daj. Jordan? He's muted. Excellent. Doge, what is that critic score for How to Train Your Dragon?
73%.
Great.
All right, now I'm going on mute.
Critic score.
Critic score for How to Train Your Dragon.
Your Dragon.
Live action remake. I'm upset about it. But I'm sure it's well made. 73.
Excellent. Doge, you can return. You back here, Doge?
I'm back.
Our guesses were the exact same. You both had the vibe that it was 73.
Yeah.
So
it feels like a real 73.
Yeah, the Jolf ball is heading the same direction. And y'all have had the same.
I'd like to think in a moment like that, we probably, one of us was behind the other helping show the form, and we just took one shot together.
Yeah. Mm. There was a, it was cute. probably like a Michael McDonald or a,
yeah, dude.
You know, some sort of song that really ramped up the sexual tension.
Yeah. We have then, so the actual score was 77%. So you both had a great first hole here of Jolf, meaning that it took us four strokes there. So we're both down to 16. Oh, no. 18 left. 18 strokes left. Plenty of Jolf ahead of us. How to Train Your Dragon, 77%. Anyone want to take a shot at the, and it doesn't count towards the game. Anyone want to take a shot at the audience score there?
86.
92.
98. 98.
Whoa, they really love it.
Yeah,
they really love it. That's why we don't do audience
scores, because it's always 98 or 20.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's do The Running Man, the 1987 hit. Really trying not to show my cards on how I feel about this movie.
Yeah. Do you guys want to do the Doge score? You want to do the Doge percentage?
Let's do...
I think that's the back half of the episode.
I think it is, which is a clever idea. I think we should try it out. We're going to do that critic score. That means Jordan will go first this time.
Yeah.
Yep.
The Running Man. What was the critic score for The Running Man in 1987?
60%.
Thank you very much, Jordan. Doge?
Okay.
K is not a number. 1,000%?
No, 1,000. 1,000, I think. They really loved it.
64. Okay. Better good. Jordan gave us a 60%. Doge gave us a 64%. The actual was 67%.
Oh, I shouldn't have changed it.
From critics, saying in their consensus that The Running Man is a winking sci-fi satire with ridiculous clothes and workmanlike direction. So just three strokes there for Doge. That means he has 15 strokes left, 11 for Jordan. And we're going to move on to our next movie. Let's head back to currently what's out here in the theater. And let's look at Karate Kid Legends. Karate Kid Legends. Karate Kid, we did on this podcast, and it's really... I think after watching Karate Kid, I was like, is this one of my favorite movies? Like, this is so...
Yeah, Karate Kid's awesome, dude.
Stinking good. Karate Kid Legends features the great Jackie Chan. We brought back the whole crew, really. I mean, we've got Ralph Macchio in there.
Is Jaden Smith back?
I think we're like the more the OG BBs.
Oh, I don't want to watch it then if Jaden's not in it.
Yeah. So Jaden's not in it. But what was the critic score? Doge, you'll go first. Critic score for Karate Kid Legends.
55.
Thank you very much. Jordan, Karate Kid Legends.
I'm sticking with 60.
Very good. This is some of the best Jolf you guys have ever played because we have a 55 from Doge, a 60 from Jordan. Being that the critic score was 58, Jordan does a little bit better on this hole, taking only two strokes to Doge's three, meaning Doge is down to 12, Jordan to 9. So let's rev it up a little bit. What do you think?
Swing for the fences on this one.
Was the critic score for the Phoenician Scheme?
Ooh.
Wes Anderson flick.
85.
Okay.
Critic score for the Phoenician Scheme, Wes Anderson flick, is 83.
Dude, y'all are crazy, don't. Okay, so we had 83 for Doge, 85 for Jordan. You continue to have, this is by far the closest Jolf has been. The critic score was 78. So Jordan just hanging on here. He took seven strokes there. He's got two left. So he's really got to hit him. Doge still has seven strokes left because it was only five strokes for the Phoenician scheme. We move on to...
You could say any number because I'm not following along with the math. There's one thing I will not do.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. People are just going to have to trust me. You're just going to have to trust me here.
You have a podcast.
I got a podcast. The Accountant 2. Ben Affleck. John Bernthal. Doge will be first.
Yeah.
Critic score.
31. I think they hate it. I think they think it's stinky.
Okay. Jordan?
Yeah. Accountant 2. The second one. That's the second accountant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Don't think of the first one.
54. Let's go.
Somebody's winning and lose. Somebody's going home with a trophy tonight, and somebody's going home empty-handed.
Here's what happened on the last hole. Y'all were just killing it through the first four. We're doing really well. We're feeling good about ourselves. Mm-hmm. Doge had a stroke, and I don't want us to laugh at the irony that this happened during a game of golf.
Yeah.
He guessed that it was 31. For the critic score. Oh. Jordan guessed 54. The actual critic score for the Accountant 2, of course, was 77.
That's crazy.
Whoa, they liked it.
Wait, I win.
Certified fresh, meaning Doge ends with a score of, and again, in golf, negative is bad.
Negative is bad. We fixed golf. That's the other thing.
Doge went 18, 15.
You should win if you get the most points. Yeah.
Doge went 18, 15, 12, 7, negative 39. Jordan went 18-11-9-2, just held on at the end to win handedly with a negative 21. Congratulations, Jordan.
Yep.
The consensus for the Accountant 2 was really improving on the original by leading to a... Do what?
I just would have thought that the sequel to a nothing movie would have been worse than the original nothing movie.
There you go. It's improving on the original by leaning into Ben Affleck and John Bernthal's buddy comedy chemistry. The Accountant 2 can safely be filed under a good time at the movies.
Two guys that I would never describe as funny.
Right.
Ben Affleck and John Bernthal.
They've got they've got the charm that can make you giggle, but they're Bernthal for sure be scary.
Yeah. I think of them both as sort of like
the adjective.
Like serious.
Be scary. There was an interview recently of Bernthal talking about how like initially him and Sly Stallone did not get along. He like got in a fight with Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah.
So there you go.
I buy it.
I buy it, dude.
Well,
that's great. I think we're done with Joff. We're feeling a little bit of that the exhaustion you can only get from walking five holes of Joff. And I think we should head in to the 19th hole. Grab a drink. Grab a snack. Usually for me, it's like a nice protein, like a. I can't remember the last time I had a nice little sleeve of peanuts, you know?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Or having some peanut butter crackers. It's usually like a peanut butter vibe for me on the course.
Yeah.
And so to try and catch that same flavor.
My favorite Shia LaBeouf
movie. Yeah, try and catch that same flavor. I thought we'd play Extra Credit. That's another great Father's Day thing. Oh. I thought we'd just jump straight into that. I think that's such a fun game. And with this Extra Credit too, I want us to try and take advantage of... You know, we got a sleeve of peanuts. We got our normal things here in the morning. See if we can unlock a bit of that the magic mind, as it were.
Yeah, I think that will help. We've been drinking Magic Minds for the last week.
Had an opportunity to try that. Shout out.
Yeah.
What would you say? It felt like a little cute little palette. It wasn't really a palette though, was it? It was a lot of Magic Mind. Yeah.
It was a lot. Opening it, it did give me the impression that there's a whole lot of these guys, but I'm glad we split them.
Did it glow gold like the Pulp Fiction trunk when you opened it? Was it like shining up in your face?
It did, but what's weird is when I picked it up, it was lighter than the air. Like I had to push it down. And maybe that's the magic part that they're talking about in the recipe.
Sort of floated. I get that.
Yeah.
I think Well, I know that if I had wanted to, I could just straight up do it in one gulp. Just open the throat a little bit and just pour it down.
Just blast it.
Did decide. Yeah. Give it about a 2.5 swig because I wanted to figure out that flavor. I think there's lots of things like this that I'm like, I don't know if I'm in. I might be out. But flavor was good.
Pretty good. It's pretty matcha forward, which, Jordan, I'm surprised when you texted and said you liked the flavor of it. Because I know you're not usually a matcha boy.
It doesn't taste like matcha as much to me as it tastes like vanilla wheatgrass, which is a flavor that I enjoy anyway. It's sort of like a delicious, very organic, natural flavor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Big fan. Swapped my morning coffee for it yesterday.
Yeah.
And I lived, you know, I'm here to tell the tale. So it did the job. It was great.
Yeah. Did the job. I'm welcome to the land of like just being able to open it up and pour it. Cause I'm fine for coffee any way I can get it normally.
Sink preferred. Sink,
but now I just get to open fridge.
Open fridge. Magic Mind right there.
Take that top off. Magic Mind right there.
Magic Isn't Mind that right nice? There.
Just to have
That's
it whenever.
That's the best thing about Magic Mind.
You gotta, actually, have to wait for it to look, cool off. You don't need to buy the Ember mug to keep it warm enough to enjoy. It's just that calf, dude.
The website says sharper mind, calm energy, less stress right there. Magic Mind right there.
If I had had more, like if we had had maybe 10 samples, I think the next test for Magic Mind to me is, because it's the lack of jitter, I think is maybe one of the biggest pluses there. I know that if I get close to like 1.5 to 2 cups of coffee ever, I'm going to have to eat something soon because I'm a little bit wired. I think the next test is like, what if I just down 7 of them? Will it hurt?
Yeah. Uh-huh. How many?
Will it be too jitter?
Open your Magic Mind's eye.
Or, yes.
Yes.
Or will I find the one scenario out of the billions that will ultimately save the universe? Magic Mind might be able to have that for me.
Well, the caffeine in Magic Mind comes from green tea. And speaking as somebody who has downed like a gallon of green tea in a single morning, no jitters, but I did explode through every door that I touched. So.
Yeah. You were like about 3 inches off the ground.
Yeah.
Sort of. And there's like a slight hum when you entered the room.
Mm-hmm. Just a bit of the hum and hover.
I entered every room pelvis first at about 150 miles an hour.
This is perfect. I love talking about the speed blasting through the doors because the extra credit for today is just taking these big Dad or Dave boys. I want to take these Dad or Dave boys and I want you to tell me extra credit. If y'all haven't heard of extra credit, it's great. Happy Father's Day.
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Listen to a different podcast.
Extra credit, we find 3 actors or actresses or sometimes directors. And if you go to IMDb, they have this very interesting algorithm, close to one that TJ Lavin would use in The Challenge USA, that just randomly makes no sense. And part of you is like, someone else is in control here. I don't think this is completely what they claim for it to be. But there's top 4. Usually you'll see that an actor or actress, it's like a known 4 section. And I was fascinated with this years and years ago. And I was like, hey, this is hard. Let's just try and play a game based off of this. And lo and behold, extra credit. So they'll have 3 actors or actresses that they pick from a slew. Really, they're not going to get to pick much today. And then they need to try and find the top 4 known 4. The most points they can get is 15. Because if you guess all 4 correctly, you get the extra credit. So you can get 5 points per actor. But really, all you need is 9. Just 9 to win the game. And so I do want to start with, let's do Arnie. Let's do Arnold Schwarzenegger right here at the beginning of extra credit. I want you to give me Arnold's top 4 known 4. And again, listener, if you're listening to this and you've been listening for a long time and you're like, they've done that before, it doesn't matter in extra credit.
Oh, no. It doesn't matter.
It actually might make it more difficult.
I can't even stress enough that the Doge that exists when the podcast is off is not the same me that is here right now. This is a different guy in control. This is a different guy talking. When the episode ends, this guy goes away. He goes back in his shell and the real Doge comes out. I have no idea what this guy's going to say or do.
T2.
Yeah.
T2.
Terminator. Terminator.
Terminator. Lock it in.
Termituner. Lock it in.
Dear listener, you'll hear them locking it in. On 2 chunks, that means final answer.
Go on,
bing,
do
bing,
it!
Bing, 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 bing. Terminator 2, Judgment Day, number 1 of the 4.
That's right.
That's right.
Numero uno. Though it is numero dos in the franchise.
Nice.
It really makes you think. That insight brought to you by Magic Mind.
Wow.
You never would have got there otherwise.
I think Total Recall, probably.
Yeah.
Total Recall. Lock it in.
Have you locked it in, Doge?
Yeah, I'm yes, lock it in.
Bong Bong. Total Recall is not in his top four known for on IMDb.
The Terminator.
I think the first one.
Terminator 1.
All right, lock it in.
Do you think hang on. I'm just saying things.
No, if you think too much, this game sucks.
The Terminator, lock it in.
Bing, 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 bing. Great advice from Jordan. That's number three.
Doubt it.
Number three.
I was thinking
O'Brien.
I was thinking probably True Lies is up there.
Oh,
probably.
Yeah.
Predator, maybe.
I think it's Predator or True Lies for this last guess of ours.
True Lies feels better to me. Let's go True Lies.
Yeah, I agree. True Lies.
True Lies, lock it in.
Bong Bong. Number one, Terminator 2, Judgment Day. Number two, The Sixth Day.
I don't even know this.
Number three, The Terminator. Number four, Last Action Hero.
Okay,
so we have 2 points.
Yeah.
We're going to have to step it up.
Also, I think that's wrong. I don't think that should be
the top four I would think of.
I don't either. I don't think that's correct.
What's their address? I'm going to write them a letter.
Dearest Sylvester IMDb, the Internet Movie Database.
I hope this missive
finds thee well.
It is winter here.
You're borderline Werner Herzog
for a long season.
The months have grown long and tiresome.
The days grow short, and yet I am haunted by your poor decision making.
The algorithm.
Yeah,
chases my every waking thought.
It's a little bit Nosferatu.
Sylvester Stallone.
The algorithm.
You simply must. Okay, here's what we'll do. Actually, algorithm. I'll give you a choice. I'll give you a legitimate Dead or Day Afternoon and a guy who wishes he was a Dead or Day Afternoon.
Got it.
You can either go Sly Stallone or you can go Dwayne The Rock Johnson. What do you want to
do? Let's go Sly.
Sly.
All right.
Rocky 2. Ricky.
You think Rocky 2?
Yeah. Okay. Let's go Rocky 1. I'm comfortable.
I think
with Rocky
1, man.
I mean, I think they're both there. Rocky 1, lock it in.
Rocky. Lock it in.
Bing, 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 bing. Number one.
Yeah. Spy Kids 3D, lock it in.
Rambo.
Yeah. You think Rambo or you're talking First Blood?
Yeah. Yep. First Blood.
Lock it in.
Bong bong.
Bum 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 bum.
Bong bong.
Bong bong.
Bong 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 bong.
Bong bong bong. What a pop.
I think Rocky 2, TBH.
Okay.
If I'm teeing 100% right. H.
Rocky 2.
Rocky 2. Rock it in.
Tukey. Lock it in.
Tukey.
Bong bong. So right. The best thing about extra credit
stop.
Is you
don't
just need
game.
Four
it's already
is that
to get to the last
no
one. Because if you do the last one perfect, you win it all. I realize more and more I'm sounding like a carny when we play extra credit.
It's because the game sucks to play. It's a good game you've created and it sucks to play. And the podcast is 2/3 play, 1/3 enjoy. So you feel the need to sell the game.
It is actually similar to a carnival game in which it is really designed to make it impossible for the player to win.
It's designed for onlookers to laugh at the participants.
Yeah.
And be like, I could probably do that better.
So you are kind of a carny.
It is a carnival game.
See?
Welcome to the Carterville.
Carterville.
Can I say something?
Rocky 4, lock it in.
Okay. Forky, lock it in.
Forky. Bing, 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 bing. Number two.
No way.
Number one, Rocky. Number two, Rocky 4. Number three, Creed.
Okay.
Number four, Rocky III. So honestly,
his top
though,
four is all him playing.
Yeah, in
Rocky
our Saturday afternoon conversation again.
It's
let's
so
not,
crazy that let's three. Not, I love the first four Rockies, but three being there and not two is nuts.
Yeah.
Well, three is Drago, is it not?
No, four is Drago. It's my favorite one.
Oh, three is Apollo Creed.
Mm-hmm. No, one is Apollo Creed, two is Apollo Creed again, and three is Mr. T. It's, I can't remember his name.
Sorry, Apollo is also in that one, I forget, but his big fight is Mr. T. Hulk Hogan is in there as well as Thunder Lips.
Mr. They got T Thunder plays Lips for that one?
Clubber Lang. Clubber
Lang, that's right.
Lang.
Yep.
I live down there on Clubber Lang. Our last one.
Do you know the Muffin Man? He lives on Clubber Lang.
He lives on Clubber Lang.
Woo! We're just going to do Vin Diesel. Vin Diesel.
Great.
Happy Father's Day, great friends. You got 4 points on the last one. So if you get Vin Diesel perfectly with your magic minds,
which we won't,
you will win extra credit. Don't say that. That's the last thing you can say. Extra credit.
We won't get him.
Extra credit is about hope.
Guardians of the Galaxy?
Oh, good idea. Guardians of the Galaxy. Lock it in.
Lock it in? Bing, bing, bing. Number one.
Oh.
Whoa, dude.
I don't know what happened to me.
Magic mind happened to
you. Yeah, probably.
I've just been drinking Arcane Brain. Dang, that sucks. I should have been drinking Magic Mind.
Arcane Brain. Yeah, if y'all need ideas.
Do you think we have a Pitch Black or a Chronicles of Riddick in here?
No, but I was thinking maybe Triple X.
Yeah. What if there's no Dominic Toretto in his top four?
There's got to be. I would think the Fast and the Furious would be here.
The reboot one?
No. Yeah. The number one, the very first, the Fast and the Furious.
Oh, that one's called The Fast and the Furious.
It's the Fast and the Furious. Then it's
the
Fast
are how you
then
know
Fast
that
and Furious
the,
Tokyo Drift.
The
then it's Fast and Furious.
Yeah.
Yep.
Then it's Fast Five.
Boy. I kind of feel like it'd be one of the more recent ones, like Fate of the Furious or Furious 7.
I don't think so, but it could be.
Okay, what do you want to do? Triple X, I feel good about Triple
X. All right, let's go Triple X. Let's get the ones we like out of the way. Lock it in, Triple X.
Lock it in.
Bing, 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 bing.
Number three.
And this,
for the amount of X's when it happens. It is.
Now, Iron Giant's not there. I think we can agree on that.
I think
it should
not
be.
I think
it's not
there. It should be there, but it's not there.
I think
it's not there.
Honestly, there is a very real chance there's another Guardians of the Galaxy or at least another Groot appearance.
An Avengers maybe?
There was a while. I think it's changed now. But there was a while where if you appeared in Infinity War, it was on your list. Because it was just the biggest thing that ever happened. I think no. I think there's no Avengers. I think there could be another Guardians of the Galaxy. But what I really think is there is The Fast and the Furious. We have, how many, what did we just have? Fast 10 just came out?
I think so.
Fast X, yeah.
He's in 9 of the 10, one of those for only about 2.5 seconds. So
he's
really,
in all of them.
He's in 8 of the 10. He's not in the second one.
Tokyo Drift.
Yeah, he is.
He's barely in Tokyo Drift.
He's not in Too Fast and Furious.
He is. He's in. Vin Diesel is in Too Fast and Furious.
I don't think so.
Is he not in Too Fast and Furious?
No, that's the one in Miami.
I can't look it up.
Sorry, Doc.
That's the one in Miami with Paul Walker. And that's the first one where we get Tyrese. I don't think Vin is in that one at all. But yeah. So, I mean, we've got a lot to choose from, but I just think you go with
the OG.
You think
it's the original. Okay, let's say it. The Fast and
the
Furious.
The Fast and the Furious. Lock it in.
Bing, 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 bing. Number two.
I felt
it. Here's the thing.
Can I tell you?
You are one.
I wish it was a bong bong because now I feel so much pressure and stress.
I felt it.
You have.
I could feel it.
7 points. And there's one.
There's something about Vin.
Credit left. And people are like, but you can't win with 8. Well, that's the thing. It's called extra.
You're forgetting about
mother bleeping
the extra
credit. If you get this last one, you win the Datterday extra credit.
What? It's always been about the extra.
credit.
You want a hint? I don't think there's another Fast and Furious up there.
Do you want a hint? What is this? Easy game? Easy mode game? Training wheels for baby boys?
I was
boys?
Never going to give you. I just wanted to see if y'all were going to be pissed at me for even saying
I didn't
that.
Even hear you say it, and you better be glad.
Yeah, I know. I was like, why didn't Jordan hurt me?
Didn't even hear you say it. I don't think there's another Fast and Furious. I do think there could be another Guardians of the Galaxy. I do think of. Chronicles of Riddick are there.
Do we want to do?
There's another Groot.
Do we want to take an ad break and then come back with the y'all's last guess in the movie?
Yeah,
that's brilliant. The teaser, dude. The cliffhanger, dude.
That's brilliant. Keep them on their toes. Let's go to shout announcements.
We're out here announcing and we're shouting it.
Yeah.
We're shouting it at the top of our lungs. We're finding our announcements, the tallest
mountain. We're announcing our shout outs.
We're shouting them all. And as always, can y'all rate and review? Like if you haven't, if you've been listening to this podcast, head on over to Spotify, head on over to iTunes, wherever you get your podcast. Really, iTunes and Spotify are the best place to do that. If you've only done one of them, that's worth a check too. So maybe you go and check and see if you've only done one of them, do the other one too. That's just really good for us.
That's good too. Now's a great time to also share the show with your friends. Summer is, I was going to say summer's coming up. Summer's here. Look summer's around right you. Here, it though. Is the middle of June. Summer is here and
you can feel it.
A lot of folks are traveling or there's otherwise some interruption to their normal daily rhythm. So what better time to introduce a new podcast to your friends than right now? If you like our show, share it with somebody who you think might also like it. And I will point out, hate listens count too. If there's somebody in your life that you want to be like, look at these guys. Dude. Can you believe they did this? Hey, that's great too.
Heck
still take those.
Heck
we still take those.
Like if you happen to listen and it's a movie that someone you hate loved, but we hated it, and you want to be like, oh my God, they have the same opinion as you. And then boom, right in the face.
Yep.
Wait, what?
Everybody in your life who loves Double Impact, send last week's episode to them.
Oh yeah.
Just to just be like, hey, I told you I was right. And these guys agree with me.
Turn the knife a little bit. Also, after you turn the knife, consider Patreon too. Join our Discord. One of the things that we do over in Discord is the Two Chunks Movie Club. We got a movie that we're seeing this week. We're going to go see 28 Years Later. You get to know where and when. So you can come watch with us. We do that every month. Next month in July will be Superman.
Heard of it?
Which I'm excited for.
Dude, it looks really good.
Are you going to be nervous? I'm going to be nervous.
I think I am going to be nervous.
Because I'm going to be worried if it's bad.
Yeah.
I will be so upset if it's bad. And I'll be so upset if y'all don't come join our community if you've been listening for so long. We've had that every now and then where someone's like, I've been listening for years and now I'm finally here. And it's you'll be welcome with open arms and cute little emojis. As soon as you jump in, people can be saying, hey man, what's up? Here's the digs. So come on over. That's John Amazon.
And that's it. That's it. This part's done.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. WATER to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
All right, we're back. We're back. Last guest, boys. You could win it right here.
Jordan put a hat on over the break.
I didn't put any of my leave-in conditioner in this morning, which usually helps give some shape to my hair. And I was just starting to slowly George Washington over the course of the entire episode. So
yeah,
I had to throw
that. Maybe
this
would keep some of the thoughts in. Like this would keep the ideas from like leaving out the top of your, like evaporating.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's Guardians of the Galaxy too.
I honestly think it's another Groot, and that terrifies me because there's so many of those.
It's either two or three. Three's a better movie, but I think two is probably there.
You'd think there's no way it's Infinity War?
He's barely in Infinity War, yeah? He just really goes with Thor to get the axe, and that's it.
Yeah, because Groot gets snapped, doesn't he?
Yeah. That's when we get Teenage Groot, which is like pretty popular and could be the reason that he's there for that, but I think Guardians of the Galaxy 3 is a better Groot movie than Infinity War, but we know that doesn't matter. I think I could comfortably go with Infinity War.
Oh, man. I take this, I feel like I'm taking this so seriously.
I don't know what's happening to you right now.
I love how it means Infinity War, lock it in.
Lock it in.
Bong bong. Number one. Guardians of the Galaxy, number two, Fast and Furious. Sorry, The Fast and the Furious. Number three, XXX. Number four, Furious 7.
It's Why been seven? A long day.
Oh, that, yeah. You know what?
Without you, my friend.
I said before the break, I said Furious 7 and I didn't think it would be in there.
You because of the whole Paul Walker, the Paul Walker of it all.
I did.
I think is
I
why.
I did. I said it's probably Furious 7.
I forgot that that was the one.
But that's me guessing the algorithm, which you can't do. So.
No, I think you're absolutely right. I think that's why it's there. It makes a lot of sense to me.
Man.
Good job, though, guys. Way to go, bud. Hey, keep your head up, kid.
No.
You went out there and you gave it your all. You did your very best, and that's all that we've ever asked for in this family.
No.
It is for you to go and show heart.
Nauseous.
No.
I want to cut your mic cable with scissors.
No, Carter. Can we do the movie part now?
I wish we would.
Yeah, I just want to say real quick, the participation trophy complaint from older parents when it's like
get him. Here he goes.
When it's like these young kids, they just want participation trophies. I have two thoughts on it. Number one, it's like you bought them, idiots.
Yeah.
And then number two is the worst part about that argument is that I kind of agree with it, but on principle, I will not side with you because you're the worst. And so it's just like when somebody's like, "Hey, keep your head up. It's all about trying." It's like, no, it's not. It's about winning.
Yeah. It's about winning,
and you should win. You should try and win things, but you shouldn't get the effort is the reward for trying, but winning is the reward for winning.
Yeah.
But I, because of the people that are mad about it, I'm like, actually. Sit on one. I'm not gonna do what you think. I think participation trophies are good, idiots.
I like them. I like them.
Boom.
And
got him.
Just happy to be here, Jeff.
The Running Man.
Yeah.
Is don't get me started. The target audience for The Running Man is the generation that hates participation trophies, which is what brings us to speaking about our movie, The Running Man, starring Arnold Schwarzenegger. I did watch this with my father.
Fun.
Last night, had a little Father's Day get together, and Dad wanted to watch a movie. I said, "Well, I have to watch this for my podcast. Would you like to watch an Arnie movie?" And he said, "Sure." And we watched The Running Man. And I will say, I did have to explain to him that it was, in fact, satirical.
Oh. Okay. All right. I'm curious. I would like to get some real thoughts from a real dad, some boots on the ground on the scene reporting.
I don't think he liked it.
Oh, no.
I don't think he liked it because I think that the satire of it and the goofiness of it killed the interest for him. I don't think that's his kind of movie. I think he's more interested in a straight down the middle action flick with like punches and explosions, whereas this one was like even the action scenes, Callie and I were like, cracking up.
Goofy. Yeah.
Crying, laughing at this movie.
Yeah.
And I think for maybe not everybody my dad's age, but at least my dad, action should be cool and not funny.
Well, because there's different types of like if we're leaning into the archetype of these are dad movies, dad or day afternoon movies, movies to watch after you mow. There's also the like an argument to be made that things like the Jason Bourne, the first three Bournes can fit that category.
Oh, or like more than for my dad, more than even most of the other movies we've watched. The Bourne right, movies like, are and, like the daddest. Like,
Top Gun, like yeah. actual like good action movies.
Right.
They don't necessarily have to be these like cheesy, schlocky.
Right. And stuff I don't think it's the the commentary on necessarily like consumerism and capitalism that went over my dad's head so much as I think my dad was just like, because Callie and I were laughing. He was like, I don't think this was meant to be funny when it came out. I just think it's aged bad. And I was like, no, I'm pretty sure these scenes
it's definitely satire. This,
to be fair, we had that conversation before the opera singer came out. To be fair, I think.
Yeah.
I think if we had waited until the opera singer came out.
I have to have a structured settlement. And
yes,
I
dude. Real, dude. No. Yes, dude. When J.G. Wentworth came out to murder our main characters, I think if I had brought it up after, Dad would have been like, I get it. It's definitely satire. Yeah, but
it's a joke.
Prior to that, I had to be like, I'm pretty sure this is a commentary on like. I think this is 1984 meets American Gladiators meets Mad Max.
And yeah.
That's exactly what it was.
The inspiration for American Gladiators. Did you see that?
Shut
this
up.
Movie came out and they were like, we should make a show called American Gladiators.
We should actually do this.
Yeah.
The pitch to get American Gladiators greenlit and funded was, we're going to do Running Man minus the murder.
Isn't that crazy? How perfect that is
crazy.
That?
Yeah. That's amazing.
That, and honestly, the turnaround was for cash, quick. I think it took less than a year, and then they had American Gladiators.
Made me want to watch American Gladiators.
Yeah, same.
Climbing for cash.
Yeah,
is one of the funniest jokes.
Yeah, hilarious,
and also is just kind of Survivor a little bit.
Like, yeah, for real.
We love climbing for cash on this podcast. I just didn't know it, but also, and I'm just kind of burning through my thoughts because I know we don't have much time left to discuss. Didn't understand, was still, you know, whatever, but just like hadn't seen it, didn't understand why Edgar Wright would pick this movie. Now.
Yeah, dude. See?
Absolutely.
Isn't it crazy to think what his gourd's going to do with this?
I'm so excited. I think
his is going to be way more like the Stephen King book, because this is super different from the book.
Is
like,
it?
Ben Richards in the book is like a scrawny, like nerd guy. Who enters this competition to earn money for family.
Doesn't feel different.
Interesting.
Yet, but go ahead.
Yeah. Keep going. Yeah, no, it's a scrawny nerd. Scrawny, nerd guy. Scrawny okay. Nerdy Arnold Schwarzenegger type.
Check,
yeah.
Okay, yes.
Well, but that's not Glenn.
Glenn isn't.
It's not Glenn Powell.
That's not Glenn Powell either.
It's not, but I think that like personality-wise, motivation-wise, it's going to be.
I think the motivation would be good. I think that in 2025, making Ben Richards not a cop, even if he is. I think, you know, being a cop that refused to murder innocent civilians is a step in the right direction.
That's pro. Yeah. I actually do support
that's good.
That. I think that was a good decision.
I think if you're a cop, you should not do that. I think that's a good idea to not do.
And I didn't know it gets so political here.
One of my favorite parts.
Well, you know, it's just art's political.
I love that the footage, the actual footage that we smuggled is the actual, it's like we stole the footage from the cinematographer, like the person who made the movie. It's the same.
Yes, dude.
It's not like found footage at all. It's the same thing.
I love that kind of thing where it's like, that shows up in like lower budget, like spy and action movies too, when somebody's reviewing security camera footage and it's just the actual clip from the movie that we saw earlier.
Mm-hmm.
I love that, dude. But That's so funny to me every time.
I guess it kind of works considering they're in like a police surveillance state. Like, there's just cameras everywhere anyway.
2017.
But I think it's it was a strangely poignant movie to watch during the AI, the sort of like the onset of AI, the like, what's real, what can we believe, and like them superimposing his face over the other person
that was really Jesse interesting.
Ventura did kill.
This was 1987 when this came out. We did that exact thing for the first time in 93 in Jurassic Park. There's a scene where it's the first face replacement in movie history where they put Lex's face on top of Lex's stunt double when she's in the vent, the air vent, and the raptor's like jumping at her feet.
Mm.
That was her stunt double, but they just took a plate of the Lex actress's face and put it on the stunt double there.
Amazing.
Interesting.
So what is that, like 7 years, 6 years later? Yeah. This was They did it.
They actually did it.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I think any movie that where either the heroes or the villains each have their own vibe and yes. their ridiculous like thing that they can do. It felt like very James Bond villain to me.
Yeah.
You know, like we get Oddjob and Jaws and all these characters. It's just too fun. It's unbelievably ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I loved it. It's so funny. We were swooning over too. Commando, and I still do. I would watch it right now.
Yeah.
But I think I texted. I was like, I know I'm enjoying this more than Commando. Because
I think
of
I did too.
What we get from Arnie. This is a little bit of a nuanced Arnie here. Mm-hmm. He's just irritated and pissed that he's in this situation. He's cussing more, which is weird to hear.
It is
and
weird.
Yeah.
The Datterday gods heard us and they said, you know what? I'm gonna take Hard Boiled off the shelves. It's not gonna be an option anymore because y'all keep saying, I wish he had more death puns. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
The Running Man.
Yep. Many.
9, 10, 11? Many of them got multiple. He was just punning and punning, and I'm just like, oh, yes.
That's what I'm saying. See, like, that's got to be him. That's got to be Arnold bringing that to the table because that is every movie, every writer, every director. He's a quippy pun boy.
I think it's him.
Gosh, man.
The way the camera and our script, the movie stops fully to give each new stalker like an entrance moment where we're just kind of like lavishly lingering on their cool equipment.
I hope we
or
keep
in the case
this
of in the case of the electric boy, his tiny weird car that he drives.
Dynamo.
But like, yeah, it just like it feels like they should stomp out and there should be a health bar that goes across the screen.
Yes.
Like it is so just like God, it's so goofy. It's so good.
I think there's a lot of old satire that doesn't feel like it holds up anymore because it feels like the thing that it is satirizing has changed so much, so fundamentally, that it's not funny anymore. This, I think, in the same way that Idiocracy feels like an omen of things to come when you watch it now, I think this sort of feels like, man, somebody, you know, and maybe it's Stephen King gets the credit for like tapping into something that is long lasting and was bubbling up at the time. But then on top of this movie that like has some interesting things to say, actually, you also get like Buzzsaw and
you get Buzzsaw and you get it. But like the fact that the Running Man program is hosted by Richard Dawson,
right? Mm-hmm.
Who was Family Feud for like over a decade. Like,
right.
I don't know. It's weird how this sort of correctly predicted the rise of competition reality television.
But yeah, it makes
the only language we had for it was it's a game show. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because like now this is a way easier sell. It's like it's a competition reality show. Yeah. Everybody knows what that is.
It also makes Hunger Games feel not unique.
Hunger Games is not unique, dude.
I know. It wasn't from the start. But I think for people that would be like, I do think that there's a lot of people that if they watch The Running Man, it'd be like, wow, this, especially with Richard Dawson and having this big character that's got this big personality, and you can basically sponsor people in the game. You know, it is like so very clearly that idea. Real quick, Killian, here is Sub-Zero. Now, Plane Zero.
That one. What does this mean?
What does this mean?
That was my favorite one.
What does this mean?
Now Plane Zero.
I knew
now he's just
that
Plane
I was enjoying
Zero.
This movie more than my dad and his fiance when I was cracking up and they were dead silent at that line in particular. That was the moment when I was like, okay, we're watching two different movies. We're having two different experiences right now. Because to me, that line is so perfect.
Dude,
because
it so
means
many.
Now nothing. He's Plane Zero.
What happened to Buzzsaw?
So funny.
He had to split.
Very good. I like that one a lot.
This one we would have to edit, but I need to say it in its full. We would have to bleep it out. But when Amber's like, me and my big mouth, we should have taken the trip to Hawaii. And Ben says, I had the shirt for it, but you f***ed it up.
Yeah.
That thing of like the peeved Arnie. He doesn't at do the beginning very well. Like, and that's what makes it
I'm
good.
I'm going to vomit all over you. And he's like, with this shirt, you wouldn't even know this.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's dropping these jokes.
Honestly, I have one singular complaint about this entire movie. And it is not enough Arnie.
Yeah.
There's too many other interesting things that we had to focus on. So Arnie didn't get enough time on my screen.
Oh my God, dude. It's so dad jokey.
I also
it
love
really is.
One of my favorite things about this movie is that this movie is just a collection of things that conceptually are cool, but never really are actually cool at all.
No. Right?
It's like chainsaw guy, this should be awesome. And then nothing really happens.
No,
exactly. And then flamethrower guy, it's like, well, flamethrower jetpack, nothing happens. And then opera singer in a car, he just drives for about 8 seconds and then flips his own car.
He shoots like Palpatine.
Yeah, that's true. And then I love that the guy that was built up the whole movie to be like, I can't wait to see this guy fight. I can't wait to see this guy fight.
He refuses.
He's basically just like pissed. And it's like, I'm not doing that. See ya.
Dude,
it's
Jim Brown,
so
the leading rusher of the actual NFL as Fireball.
My dad did have to fill me in on that. He was like, he was.
I'm sure he did, yeah.
What did they call him? Number one
amazing
rusher
hair, by the way.
Yep.
Amazing hair.
Yeah, it's Arnold, sort of Bride of Frankenstein.
Yeah.
Which is very
Arnold
very
hit
powerful.
Him with the I'll be back in this. Which I appreciate.
Nobody
Always
quotes himself more than Arnold.
It's so
I
much.
Love that. That's great.
Which is very good, very so powerful. Good. Yeah, this movie made me laugh. The action, I would say I would not call this an action movie, actually, because I think there's hardly any real action.
Mm.
This is a comedy satire that actually does have some interesting things to say, I think.
Yeah.
And I think that's probably credit to the book. I don't know. I kind of want to read the book. I just looked it up. It's pretty short. I kind of want to read it before the remake comes out. But
yeah, this fall.
I think you should, especially as a Stephen King boy.
Yeah. Yeah. It's one of his I haven't read yet. So maybe I'll give that a quick peruse. We should, unless we
Let's
have anything
it.
Else to say,
let's rate it. I mean, there's nothing much to say. Nothing much to say.
That's true. For Two Chunks and a Hunk, this is rating. That's how I end the episode. And then this is how we rate the episode. Here at Two Chunks and a Hunk, we have developed the perfect way to rate a movie. It's a scientific cinema scale, which is perfect. And as follows, the best thing we could ever say about a movie is own it, don't lend it.
Buy that poster.
The next best thing is buy it. That's followed by rent it and then stream it. After that is forget it. And last but certainly least, the worst thing we could ever say about a movie.
God hath forsaken us.
I'll go.
Okay. Do it then.
Snosty Lust, buy it.
Nice.
Great.
Buy it.
It's a ton of fun. I really enjoyed this movie. Not quite poster for me. Really enjoyed it.
Yeah, the Arnie that we get is so fun.
Mm-hmm.
I shouldn't watch an Arnie movie that feels like I didn't get enough of him. I should have obscene amounts of Arnie, which is Commando. Right. I don't know how many frames of Commando there are without Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Arnie's in all of them. Yeah.
Because that, in protest, I'll buy this movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's fair. I think.
Vote with your wallet at the poster store.
I think I'm
kind of a cool
buying
poster.
The movie as well. Although, in actuality, I would actually put up a poster of this movie because I think this is the classic example of like a movie that I like experientially and in concept, maybe even more than I like it as a film.
It's more than the sum of its parts,
right?
I think. Yeah.
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 Yeah. Totally agree.
And so I'm buying it for the sake of the podcast, but I actually would, I think, put an Arnie Running Man poster up, especially if it was him in the bloody tracksuit thing that they put up, the bloody onesie.
Also, the tracksuit is wild and so cool. Anything that is such a time capsule for 80s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's such a vibe.
There are some things that I hope they change just to make it interesting and spice it up for the remake. And then there are some things that I kind of hope we pay homage to and like keep it.
I do think that's
inspired by.
I do think he's an homage boy. I bet we get something.
Yeah. This has been.
I have a lot of confidence about this now that I've seen this movie.
This has been on his list for a long time.
Really?
I was reading an old interview with him where they're like, if you could remake any movie, what would it be? And he's like, immediately The Running Man. The
That's
Running Man,
so
absolutely,
funny.
So good.
I love that.
Hey, Lighthead,
it's gonna be like
Hey Christmas like Dune.
He's just been trying to make this movie. It's La La Land. He made everything this else that he could make Land. Running Man again.
Wow. Wow, that's beautiful. Okay, to end today's episode, I'd like for each of us to say our name. And what would our thing be if we were a...
Yes.
Not runner, a...
Stalker.
A stalker. What would be sort of our motif? What would be our vibe?
Oh, I know it already. I know it already.
Yeah, for Two Chunks...
Good job, Doge.
Thanks.
For Two Chunks, I'm Jordan, and I think my stalker name would be Wee Woo, like a... like a siren. I think I would have a siren, a hat with one of those like spinny lights and a siren. And I would have two wee nunchucks.
Yeah.
As my weapons, but they would be like lead, super heavy, like intense nunchucks. And I would be on rollerblades where the wheels were an A, B, X, and Y button.
Stop.
So good.
And then I would have a big Nintendo 64, the N from the Nintendo 64 on my chest that I could take off and throw like a boomerang and it would come back to me.
Cool.
Freaking cool. Old, dude.
I'm Doge.
By the way, W-I-I, wee woo. Like,
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah, we should make sure.
I'm Doge. When I step into the game, I cease to become Doge and I instead take on the persona of Frequency. And I am covered in speakers. My biceps have little speakers on them.
Very good.
Pecs, speakers, six pack is six little speakers.
Wiener, what's your wiener?
Guess what?
Speaker.
A microphone.
Antenna.
Oh.
There's a little dial that I turn. In. There's a dial on the bottom of my shoes is speakers. There's a dial I turn in the center of my chest that just emits a very loud sound.
You have special earplugs?
I do have special earplugs, obviously. I got to protect my hearing. But it's probably like 80s, like techno thrashy music, what they would say, like the Street Gangs and the Dark Knight Returns are listening to.
It's just Limp Bizkit.
It is Limp Bizkit exclusively, but it's really loud sound and it incapacitates people. The cool thing about the speakers on my shoes is that it emits sound at such a high volume that I can fly.
Oh. Gosh, dude. I'm Carter. Also known as Professor Payne. I have such an elaborate spear that the spearhead looks so strange. And then we discover, the fans would already know that it explodes. And so we're like, spear, professor, that doesn't make sense. But those that know me well know that it's called the PowerPoint. And it launches out of the end of the spear and shoots massive explosions. I have diplomas. You're dead if you've passed or if you've failed. You know what I'm saying?
Does the spear look like a big red ink Bic pen?
Dude, yes. 100%. Like an ink pen. And I think to get the spear out, you know, sometimes it can be a javelin. I can whack you in the head if I'm just trying to play with my food. Mm-hmm. But you have to have the big turn, you know, to get the ink head out.
Yeah, that's good.
You know?
Yeah.
And then I throw these diplomas that are like little like nets kind of thing to try and catch you. You know, you passed, you failed.
It says magma boom loudly.
Yeah.
For sure.
Magma boom loudly.
Magma boom loudly.
Yeah. For sure. But really, the funniness, the satire of it all is it is like the big urban, like in the city. He's wearing a suit, but he puts on his helmet because he's just got a bike. It's like a little electric bike.
Yeah.
That I'm getting around
great.
With that kind of stuff.
Great.
You it's because diplomas get around on campus. Up front, Professor.
Yeah.
Don't be fooled.
The diploma just bring, bring, poof, poof.
So Edgar Wright, if you're still working on it, like we've got some ideas.
Yeah, we've got some cool ideas for guys.
We got some guys. You can.
What does Arnold say when he kills you? Though, what does he say when he kills you?
Oh, that's good. Mm. Oh,
what does he say? Come on.
What does he say when he kills me?
I think for me, maybe he's like, I'm dropping your course.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Or corpse. Interesting.
I think it would probably be something like, I always liked PlayStation better anyway.
Just really like to the point.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Nobody purchased your Wii U. A failure of a console.
Maybe we Nintendo don't.
Yeah.
I think he would.
He would grab the mic. He would grab the mic and he would. Now go. What would he say?
I think when he goes frequency, he would say, "We interrupt this regularly scheduled broadcast."
That's pretty good. That does feel pretty Arnie. I think I think the most Arnie thing is like, "I'm dropping this class" is very good.
That's very good.
That's very Arnie. You really tapped into something there.
I'm dropping this course.
Yep. Dropping this course. I don't need it anyway. This was just extra.
It's an elective for me.
It's an elective. It doesn't matter. I changed my minor. It doesn't
even
matter
for my major. I'm going to take kinesiology instead.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.